ridiculous. I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
For God's sake, sir, stop trying to lowball me on my 1982 Chrysler K car. I know what I got. Oh, are we on the air? I'm so sorry. By the way, those weren't me, were they? Did I touch something bad?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out, too.
Never let me near electronics. I try to keep a distance. But anyway, 1982 K car. Listen, folks, I know what I got. So stop calling me. I'm John Potter, live and local from 9 to noon. Correcting all my mistakes in Carson City is Mr. Craig Moss. Hey, Craig, how was your week?
My week was very calm for a change until I went and did my oil change.
Ah, you're going to do this story. Okay.
He's
been talking about this all week.
The thing with getting an oil change at one, you know, I've noticed it anywhere I've gone, is that they'll have a description and under they'll say, signature service, and that means, okay, $93.99 for that. Okay, that includes one oil filter, 4 gallons priced, or 4 quarts of synthetic priced separately.
Ooh, synthetic, man.
Yeah, it's an old car. It's only $130,000. Shop supplies, okay. Shop supplies.
Yeah.
$29.99. They had to have a rag and a tool to take the old oil filter off. $29.99 just to do that.
That's why I don't go to Dolan Toyota anymore. I didn't say that, but they've done the shop supplies thing on the bill for years, and it was just that one thing that I just won't go back there for. Carson City Toyota is for me. Yeah. But I don't mean to take away your subject here.
No.
Oil change. Signature service yet.
Yeah.
Oh, then, people.
Oh, then here. They charge you for the drain plug torque. Using a wrench to tighten your drain plug. Yeah.
Tool charge.
Yep.
And a supply charge.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to tell them at Dolan, I said, nobody buys you guys supplies for you to do your job? You know, that's a touchy thing with me, these oil change places. The president is going after gas stations or gas companies, your Exxons and all, for the price of gas. The real villain are the oil change places. There was a time before the Iranian war that a barrel of oil was like $50 a barrel, got close to 40, but the price of oil at these oil change places, they stayed sky high. I believe there's less processing to turn a barrel of oil into oil for your car than there is to turn it into gasoline, if I'm not mistaken. But that couple of quarts of oil, and it runs up $100. That's the real sticker shock out there. You know, there's just no bargain with oil change places at all. So, did you bring up the fact that you're paying for shop supplies?
No, I'm a nice customer. I don't argue.
That's what they depend on. Yeah. Well, it's nothing new. I ran into this years and years ago. I can't wait to see what's next. What they think up to charge for. And let me guess, did they charge because he used a credit card? Like, who carries around $120 in cash, you know?
It's amazing they didn't charge for a credit card fee.
Well, all right. That's a growing trend, especially in restaurants, I think. Man, we're bringing everybody down, dude. It's Saturday. No, I am very sorry that happened. That's why I'm selling this Chrysler K car for 1982 from 1980. I know what I got. Okay. Two fires in Reno. This is a local show, so let's see what's going on locally. Two fires in Reno, 20 minutes apart last night. The first wildland fire is in West Reno. It's not completely put out from the last word I heard. Might be a little bit of smoke. This is due west of Collin Ranch. It's called the Hunter Fire because it started last night right above the Hunter Lake Trail. I love walking that trail. Wasn't me. Fire crews were called in a little after 6:30 p.m. last night. They did a fire retardant drop on it soon after. It was last measured a little after midnight at about 2.5 acres. I haven't seen a cause announced yet, but I heard from somebody who saw the lightning strike there. 700 acres. Let me think here. That's not seven. Is it? Seven? No, it's 2.5 acres. I'm sorry. What did I write 700 for? Anyway, oh, I know why I wrote that down, because this fire, the Hunter Fire, this happened in the same exact area as the Hunter Lake Fire. Remember, that was 700 acres. Do you folks remember this? It was in 2014. I'll never forget it because I lived right by it. The Hunter Lake Fire happened in May 2014 in that area above Somerset there, west of Collin Ranch. Lightning strike. Okay, 700 acres burned in 2014. And here's it's not funny, but after the fire was burning, they put it out, and the very next day it snowed. That is so Reno, because this forest, this wildland fire happened in early, middle May, I think, and so it snowed the next day after the fire. The second fire in Reno last night burned 70 acres in the Northwest Hills at the end of Rob Drive above. Oh, this is the Somerset one. I am so confused today. So this one was at the end of Rob Drive, northeast of Somerset, Northwest Hills. Very difficult terrain to fight the fire, but they did, and that one is out. Kudos to the crew. Authorities say shooting was the cause in this one. And the Gann Fire west of Sonora, that's been bringing the haze into town this week, 47% contained this morning. Still a long ways to go. And now the National Weather Service extreme heat warning is now in effect from now to Monday for Fernley, Fallon, Silver Springs, and Dayton, with a heat advisory now going on for the rest of us. It hit 103 in Reno yesterday. The Weather Service predicts 101 for today. The Reno record high for this date is 103. It was set in 1972. Oh, man, what were you doing in 1972? One of my favorite years. Graduate from high school. So with 101 expected today, we probably won't break today's 1972 record, just like we could not top yesterday's record high of 105 set in 1983, and the Tuesday record high of 102 set in 1978, nor the Monday record high of 102 set in 1946. And folks, I have a point at the end of this. We have a record high coming up on Monday, this coming Monday, of 103 set in 1940. A record high this coming Tuesday of 105, also set in 1940. And record highs this coming Wednesday through Saturday, all set between 1920 and 1933. Most of the record highs this week and next week are in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 70s. Your friends who scream about global warming, they don't want to hear this. Just turn up the radio louder. So 101 today, the average Reno high for today is 94. Just hang in there, because the average high is only going to be in the 80s by the end of August. And September is only 3 weeks and 3 days away. And let me get this in before the break. We had another power outage in Washoe County last night, and we still have power out in areas. I'm going to run through the numbers, but 2,900 customers were without power just before 8 p.m. This happened last night. I'm getting worried about these. I know we all know the power demand is huge with all these air conditioners running, and now we got the Teslas. And I mean, if you can't, speaking of NV Energy now, if you cannot handle the electric demand in this intense heat, tell us. We'll turn off some lights and things, but they don't. This kind of reminds me when we have very severe droughts in town and Tumwa comes on the TV news and says, oh, we're okay. We have enough water for all. Paranoid me says, asking folks to cut back on power and water hurts their bottom line. Our bills will get too small for them. Is that too paranoid? Yeah, I do need to go into therapy. But anyway, I'm just supposing that I'm paid to suppose. Anyway, I checked this morning. Well, let's check right now. I got the website open here on outages. Where did I put my glasses? Oh, my gosh. This is what happens when you hire a 72-year-old to do a talk show. All right, let me get up to the screen here. Douglas County, right now. 1,103 customers are without power. 1,103 no power in Douglas County right now. Washoe County, at this moment, 718 customers are without power. This is like COVID. We all kind of knew the Chinese lab was behind it all. I think the intense demand on power right now is what's behind all these outages. And when I say I'm getting worried about these, it's because we've had quite a few. I mean, it's almost weekly right now. We're talking thousands of people on this. So, I'll turn off some lights. I will. There's a lot of useless things we have turned on to the house. I don't need the automatic water feeder for the cats on 24 hours, but it is. Yeah, I'm part of the problem. Okay, what else? Text here. No, sir. The 1982 Chrysler K car. No, I listen. Don't lowball me. I know what I got. Be right back in moments. Our phone number is 78. Oh, that's my phone number at home. 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local till noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 919.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
So I mentioned earlier that the projected Reno high today is 101. That's from the National Weather Service. That's their expectation of the high temperature today at the airport. In Reno proper, the National Weather Service says 100 for a high. Google says for Reno, Nevada, our high today is going to be 97 degrees. That's a bit of a spread right there. I think what I'm trying to tell you is it's going to be hot. And finally, it's back to school in many Nevada counties Monday, including Washoe County. Very slow school zone speed limits, folks. Speeding in school zones is policed by officers who ride Reno PD motorcycles, and the zones are heavily policed during the first month of school. The ticket indicates speeding in a school zone. It says right on it when you get it. I did not get a speeding ticket for speeding in the school zone, but I've gotten an earful about the experience. And the ticket indicates that you were speeding in a school zone, and that leads to a hefty fine. AI is making viruses. Am I the only one who's horrified about this? AI making viruses. This came out, this is the most startling news, I think, of the week. I mean, okay, we like scientists, right? I mean, they've done a lot of good things for us. For example, Juicy Fruit gum, obviously. And I believe scientists are responsible for Captain Crunch. It was scientists who made, I'm sure, some good stuff. I mean, there's a downside as well. It was also scientists who, I think, did Frankenstein, right? That idea kind of got out of hand, didn't it, guys? Turn in your lab coats. But scientists are really fine most of the time, right? Sure, why not? Anyway, scientists were in the news this week. It is reported that scientists asked AI for a design of virus for us. And I don't mean one of those nasty things you get from opening an attachment on an email. I mean one of those nasty things that can, like, kill you. I mean, I'm talking about that kind of virus with a DNA and a protein coat that gets up into your cells or something like that, and somehow that takes them over and causes them to spew gazillions of newly replicated viruses. Kind of a big thing, you know? So these scientists people said, hey, AI, could you design a virus? And AI said, hold my beer. And so it was that AI, from what we've been told, that designed several viruses. It's like, this is easy. AI probably, you know, AI was probably bored before this, because mostly AI, as far as I know, is used to take pictures of old people on Facebook, take their picture and make them all look great. That's mostly what AI does for now, right? But also AI is used, it's also used to make posters denouncing data centers. That's another subject. Don't want to get into that. But these scientists said, well, tell us how to make a virus. And so the AI designed viruses, several of them. Okay. Viruses designed by AI, which have never existed before in nature. This is a life form designed by artificial intelligence, and it wasn't made by God, right? And it wasn't thought about by or created by Darwin. This came out of them freaking scientists, the same guys who brought us Frankenstein. This isn't just a hypothetical. It's not a theoretical. They have these scientist people who have the ability to make a DNA. And so the AI created this from that. Like, they put the parts together. It's a lot like Legos, you know. God, are those expensive or what? But anyway, at any rate, it is a life form. And this was reported this week by the New York Times with excitement and glee. That's the sense I got from their article. The scientists saying, well, this will be very good because now we can make things to, like, go fight other viruses, and we can do a lot. This is like medicines. This will be so great. But, of course, bad people could make bad viruses, at which point, if you just stop and listen carefully, you can hear over in China people saying, been there, done that. They have this thing called biological warfare. You might have called it COVID, but they have biological warfare, and it's where it's like the old, well, we could just give them all smallpox. Why don't we take the smallpox blanket and throw it over the fence, and then when they sleep on it, they'll catch smallpox. Biological warfare allows for the propagation, creation of viruses that could kill people and also be communicable. And if you think China isn't already working on that, if you think Russia isn't already working on this, if you think Iran is not already on this, North Korea, but scientists can be our friends. But I do remember about Frankenstein, and Bride of Frankenstein was hot. I love that hair. Anyway, you are very good people to put up with me. We have Derek Lee coming up next. Very interesting health discoveries that not just Derek makes, but the world, you know. And before Derek comes in, I always look up on Google News, and I'll type in brain health, and there's new things. And so we're going to bring those up, because first and foremost, when it comes to health at my age, it's the brain, really. That's really mainly what I'm concerned about. And anyway, a bit of education. We're also going to have a guest on who is putting together, well, helping to put together the amazing, incredible Lyon County Fair, which is just around the corner. And we have some hot politics to talk about, too. A lot of things have happened in Nevada politics. So we have the Douglas County Republican Central Committee with a half hour coming up. This is all between now and noon, and along with me by myself taking your calls and texts. And can't wait to read those texts this morning. Well, let's check it out here. Got a few seconds before the news. John, I've never understood why they call them K-cars. I thought crap was spelled with a C. C-cars. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. But I know what I got, okay? It's a 1982 Chrysler K-car. Don't lowball me. I know what I got. We're going to take a break for Fox News. Local news with Greg Neft follows very quickly. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. Back shortly. FM News Talk time, 9:30.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of northern Nevada.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Current temperature in Reno is 85 degrees. Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com in the studio. Looking at this ad I tore out of a magazine. Let me read the title here. Popular CQ10 pills leave millions suffering. Could this newly discovered brain fuel solve America's worsening memory crisis? What do you think about that? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I know CoQ10 is produced in the liver. And I know that if people are taking statins, statins reduce the liver's ability to produce CoQ10. And
you look at me when you say that, because
I just like to look at you just so I can watch your response.
He does not like me taking he does not like me taking statins. So I always get that look. But anyway.
Looks like, I haven't read this article, it looks like they're supporting PQQ instead of CoQ10. And so where we come from is if people are taking a statin because their doctor recommends it because you have high cholesterol, instead of just listening to your doctor, start asking your doctor questions. Well, what can I do about my cholesterol? Why is it high? What's your cholesterol numbers at? You know, 20 years ago, high cholesterol is anything below 300. Now it's anything below 200. There's been a thousand studies that have shown that high cholesterol does not necessarily correlate with heart disease.
Well, you're not the only one to say this lately. This is the big new thing.
It is.
Yeah.
And so 50 years ago, if your cholesterol is over 500, then they tried to do something about it. And so with all of these changing the field goal or moving the field goal posts, every couple decades, just questions have to arise that we have to be willing to be accountable for our own health. We have to be willing to do some research, because just listening to doctors, you know, blindly might not be the best solution for us.
Yeah, we learned this so many times. This,
yeah,
COVID and such. Yeah. I mean, they admit there's a lot of mistakes made.
There are.
Well, anyway, back to CQ10. It's an expensive pill. Is it worth it?
I personally don't think so. I've done a lot of research into it, and I can't get myself to do it.
Yeah,
I can't,
especially at that price.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have been taking the Parablast, and it's interesting because, you know, I feel the effects of every different product of yours. I hate mentioning my age. I'll say it again. I'm 72. And lately I felt, man, I'm in pretty good shape for 72 years old. I walk 2 hours a day and such. But lately there's always something starting the day. It'll be, I'll spend the morning with this leg hurting. Then it goes away. And then the next morning, this hurts or that doesn't feel right and such. And I chalk it up to age. It's just, you know, pieces of your body just wearing after a while. So this Parablast is that doesn't happen anymore.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
I'm not. I've been getting up with not one thing, the nerves detecting anything wrong with me at all. And you gave the Parablast to me, what, last week?
Last week, yeah.
Okay, so every day this week, I've been very limber. and feel very good. But you say it's made to kill parasites.
It also.
So how does it connect here?
With not having
with
joint
how
pain?
I feel,
yeah.
And with this product being mainly out to kill parasites.
It also it goes after fungus and mold, and so okay. What I get into is I try to look at the cause behind it, and so I've believed for years that candida overgrowth or fungus is the catalyst to all health issues. And so more recently, since we started using our bioresonance scanner, we found that people have parasites, people who have health issues, or people who are aging at a more rapid rate than they should, people who are in chronic pain, people who have gut issues. When people come in for their scans, we find parasites in the brain. We found parasites in the gut. We find parasites in the joints.
And what percentage of the population do you estimate has this?
Of all the people we've scanned so far, we're at 100%. And so I could give a real estimate that probably 90% of the population is dealing with some type of parasite. To the extent of which is detrimental, I don't know. And so just looking at the evidence of what we've seen so far, I questioned all of this up until we started using the scanner. And so we've seen lots of proof, lots of demonstrations that we have parasites, from the story I told last week, which really bothered a lot of people, to like I noticed my joints this week alone, that I've always had issues with my knees, my shoulders, muscles hurt for no reason, and this week some of those pains just weren't there the same. And so it's been fascinating.
That's exactly my reaction. So parablast.
Yeah.
What does it do to the parasites?
It actually paralyzes them, and then it degrades the body. And so it's like a neutralizer, and it's like an enzyme to break down the body of the parasite. It makes so in our when we urinate, when we have a bowel movement, we might not ever actually see the parasites as we excrete them, because the components in that actually break down the bodies of it. And so our parasites aren't just in the gut. So when people do a natural parasite cleanse, that's the cleanse of the gut. That doesn't necessarily get to your muscle cells. That doesn't necessarily get to the heart. That doesn't get to the lungs. That might not have an effect on the liver or the kidneys. That probably is not going to have an effect on the brain. And so we found parasites in every aspect of the body, in the nervous system. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I believe is actually why people are having such profound effects, is because we can get these components into tissues that typically can't, your standard medicine can't get to.
Well, pretty quick reaction to it, I'll tell you that. You gave it to me Saturday. I took it Saturday, and starting Monday, I'm noticing, no pain today, and it's been that way all week long. So this parablast, you put in with some other things, and you have this parasite bundle, and the feature product this morning? Okay. It's on your website, brainhealthformulas.com. What's in the parasite bundle?
It's the parablast. That's what neutralizes the parasites. It also has a tremendous effect on candida and mold. And so just for those people out there who are very sensitive to candida, to mold, to fungus, and arguably to parasites, if you start itching, don't scratch. Just stop taking the parablast for a couple days. Just take the para binder and Miracle Liver for a couple days until the itching stops. Because what's happening is we're disrupting the homes of parasites or mold, and they're coming to the surface because they don't know what to do. And so we want to back off on that. We want to go two steps forward, one step back, two step forward, one step back, because we have had some phone calls this week that, I'm just itching a lot. And so we just want to kill them without pissing them off. We want to continually disrupt them and not aggravate them, because then they're going to make our lives miserable. And so just for those people who are very sensitive, or you start to itching, just know that just back off on the pyroblast and keep taking the binders, because those binders are going to keep pulling toxins out that the that the parasites are releasing. So there's lots of ways to navigate this, and I just want people to be aware that you don't have to go full on, full force on this, because you might make your life miserable. And so for some people, you might feel worse before you feel better, because you might just be really reactive. So I'm just trying to provide parameters out there that we have to try to navigate this the best we can to reduce any, I don't want to use the word term side effects, but to just reduce the chaos that these microorganisms might generate for us.
We had some chaos the week before. Apparently, I bought a terrible brand of niacin.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, and it gave us both this incredibly deep red skin and burning and itching. And we went on Google, and we found out that apparently there's like two types of niacin, and I picked the wrong type or something like that. But boy, this stuff was unbelievable.
Yeah, that happens. Niacin has that effect.
So yeah. I guess that's a common thing. I never knew that.
Yeah, niacin generates a flushing sometimes.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Yeah, okay. You're welcome.
I buy terrible things, too. 9:45, we're going to take a break here. If you have a question for Derek, let me see here. Craig, open up those phone lines just in case. I know they don't talk to me, but maybe to Derek. 884-9910 is our number, or text it. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time, 9:46.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk. True.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. The weather is simple, really. You know already. They expected high to be 100. At the airport, 101. Our current temperature is about 86 degrees. I'm John Potter, live and local with Derek Lee. You don't take any pharmaceuticals at all?
No.
Okay. I take the statins you don't like want me to take. You'll enjoy this story, though. My refill came up at Costco for my statins, and Costco texts you a reminder to pick it up. Now, I was told early on that they hold on to it for 2 weeks, and if you don't come in 2 weeks, they restock it. So they sent me a couple of, I think, every 3 days, and on the 10th day, they sent me a text that says, okay, come by and get it soon, otherwise it will be restocked. Well, apparently soon, they meant right now. And by the time I got there, they restocked it.
Yeah.
So now I have to submit another refill, and I don't go to Costco every day. Come on. besides me taking statins you don't like, I take that coffee creamer you don't like. Chobani.
Yeah.
You hate that stuff.
I love the way it tastes. I just can't drink it.
Because it's something that's not good for us?
It's just that my body can't process it. So everyone's different.
Okay. I think it's great coffee creamer.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of cherry in it.
That's great.
All right, let's get back to topic here. The bioresonance biofeedback scans. You always have interesting stories to tell about this and what you found and what people have said about their scans. You have two of these units. They're at your location at 780 Smithridge Drive. Is it open today?
No. We're working with people all day today, so we don't really have time to have walk-in customers at that time.
Well, you make appointments?
Yeah. Okay. Some people work 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. And
well, the scanner's a big deal. Of course, you're going to have to make an appointment for it.
Right.
But, tell me the latest on your bioresonance and biofeedback scanners, which are very, very new, and really not many people in this country have them.
Yeah, I don't know of any, really. We looked, and we can't really find any. So does that mean there aren't any? No, it just means we can't find any. Anyways, we have several people who have been diagnosed with dementia, Alzheimer's. Some people have genetics, the gene of Alzheimer's. And so when we're working with these people, we struggle to get the scanner to get their brains to change very much. So we might have like 1 to 5% change or improvement in frequency and the frequency of how their brain's functioning and improvement in memory. And so after they've been on the parablast or the parasite bundle, in less than 1 week, we've been able to get, instead of a 1 to 5% shift, we've been able to get 40 to 50% shift.
Oh, you did a before and after?
Well, and so every time these people come in, we struggle to make significant change. And so after they started taking the parasite bundle, and this is within 5 days, I believe, it went from 1 to 5% to 40 to 50% improvement in functionality within the cellular tissue. And I'm talking about the nervous system. I'm talking about how the white and gray matter of the brain. I'm talking about how the hypothalamus functions. We're talking about critical function of the brain, not just, oh, well, that's just so they started talking better. No, we're talking about the cellular function of the brain itself. And so these people are absolutely thrilled. We've been able to reduce microorganisms by up to 40 to 50% in just one session, especially when people are taking the parablast. So all the people who are not coming into our office to use a bioresonant scanner, these are the type of benefits you can get just by taking the parasite bundle. Is you can drastically improve how your brain functions just at home, just trying to go through this process. And so it's really fascinating. It's really fascinating the amount of benefits that people can receive just by reducing microorganisms, not only in the body, but also in the brain. And so it surprised me. I never would have thought I'd be here. I would have developed any products like this 6 months ago. If somebody would have told me this 6 months ago, I would say you're crazy. Here we are, based on the evidence. I'm like, I can't ignore the evidence. Mm-hmm. I can't ignore what I've experienced. I can't ignore how much better I feel now than I did even 6 months ago. And so it's always a surprise. When we can look at the evidence, we can build something new. And so this is how I function, is when the evidence supports it, then, all right, well, maybe we should do something to address it.
The full body bioresonance scan, great information. This is very simple information to look at. It's a very complicated process. But it's at brainhealthformulas.com. Is this easy to find on the website?
There's the whole page dedicated to it, yes.
Are you finally happy with the website?
I am. Well, I'm finally satisfied. There's still some tweaks to it that we need to still update. However, I'm content with it for now.
Okay. It's been a never-ending thing. But anyway, the full body bioresonance scan has the details. It has actual photos of what the scanner picks up and what it does for detecting, assessing how it works, how it brings you energy through vibration, frequency, advanced bioresonance technology. What, you were like the first person to buy these scanners?
As far as nobody else has them? Not that we found.
How did you find out about it first?
Months and months and months of research.
Really?
Started digging into Rife technology. And then recognized that Rife technology might be limited. And so I really wanted to be able to show people how people's cell tissue are functioning. I think it's really important so people understand how their body's functioning in real time. And so that's, I just kept digging. And so this is why we bought these scanners. And so we can actually apply frequency to help people improve their cell function.
Very latest technology. It's not invasive. It's accurate, advanced, drug-free, holistic, amazing. And it's all there at brainhealthformulas.com. Check it out. Make an appointment. And today's product we're featuring is the, of course, Parasite Bundle. And the benefits on that are on the website, too, aren't they?
Yeah, for the most part. We're going to update a lot of it. It's a continual growing process. We're continually learning more and more information. It's
damn
really
computers.
There's a lot to unpack with this. And so the more we go through it, the more we're going to understand, because I mean, we've been going through this, we've been testing this for several months now, mm-hmm. and we're still learning. And so we're just going to continue to update as we go.
We're at the precipice, I think, of finding out some amazing capabilities in health.
It's really fascinating.
Probably primarily generated by AI in a lot of ways, but soon we're just going to be amazed at what technology can do for our health.
Yeah.
We're at the cusp, I think, of finding out incredible things, and I think this is just the first step here. I think a lot of things are going to follow, and you're always on top of this stuff.
Try to be.
Yeah.
So what's fascinating about this is our program functions without the internet. Yeah. So we don't need to be tied into the internet with it. And, you know, if anyone has any questions, feel free to give me a call. My number is 775-634-7789. We're happy to talk to anyone who has questions as well. And so, yeah, we just keep going. We keep trying to develop products and to provide options for people so people can be in control of their own health. I believe it's really necessary these days to at least understand how and why we are functioning the way we are.
Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies is located at 780 Smith Ridge Drive, right behind Smith Ridge Plaza. The shop's there behind Trader Joe's, I think, pretty much. That's the lab and the store, the website in South Reno. The website is brainhealthformulas.com. Get a little educated there and help your body and have a happy, healthy, prolonged life. Right.
That's a great job, John.
Well, and that's a noble cause that you're in. I'm sure it must be incredibly gratifying for you to see how these things help people out.
It really is. And, you know, some of the things we've been able to do with people is we've been able to get people who've been in chronic pain for 30 years to not be in pain anymore with some of these applications. So we're thrilled, continually thrilled.
All right. Well, God bless you, my man.
Thank you, John. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. After Fox News, it's just me and you folks. 884-9910, number to call. I'll think up something to say. Watch out, though. Our high today, once again, 100 degrees. Our current temperature at the Reno airport is 87. Bye, Derek.
Bye, John.